This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. It is opening day on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the end of March. Phillies baseball is here. Ike, how you doing?
Brother Spike, I'm doing great. It's opening day. Break out the peanuts and the Cracker Jacks in case some of you guys don't know what the hell Cracker Jacks are. It's kind of popcorn and peanuts from the old school way of doing things. We love it. This was a great snack. Jackie Baseball, it's your time to shine, my brother. Holla at your boy.
Listen, just letting everyone know.
Yeah.
We're about to have two world champions in this city.
Okay.
At the same damn time.
The Union and the Eagles.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. And it certainly won't be the Sixers or Flyers. We'll get to the Flyers. You're welcome.
Yes.
But it's opening day, baby. What a beautiful day. I've had a smile on my face. I could talk on these airwaves for 24 hours. I only got an hour.
Yes. Yeah, it is a shortened show because the Phillies open their season right here on 94 WIP. First pitch is at 4:05 against the Washington Nationals. We will take you all the way up until game time. And before we get started on the show, I do have to mention, if you look directly into the camera that looks at you, we are live on YouTube for the first time.
Okay, so
The show is now going to be on YouTube, so we got to make sure we don't pick our noses. We got to make sure we don't make faces at each other.
Listen.
You know.
I'm going to pick my nose, and I'm going to make faces. You guys just get this. That's the beauty of being on YouTube. You get to experience it with us.
Yep. And I'm going to react to callers making bad points.
Yes.
Kind of is what it is.
Yeah,
I just got to be me. I can't worry about a camera, Spike. I just got to be me.
You know what I'm going to do eventually? I'm going to do a Mount Rushmore of Jack reactions when he doesn't like the camera. I have three of them in mind. Or not the camera, the caller.
Yeah.
I have three of them in mind.
You don't like the camera either, though.
I don't like the camera either.
Yes, that's right.
Look at
that's
that. Right. The photo's over here. Looking at him the whole day. You see that in Rhea's booth?
That's right.
Baby face Fritzy, yeah.
That was my freshman year at Bloomsburg photo.
Ah, wow. That's when it all started to fall apart.
Yeah, I choked one change up in Newport News, and I'm here today. That's the only reason why I'm here.
Well, we're happy, Jack, that you're here today.
Big day.
So it is a big day, and today is going to be, as often is on the WIP Afternoon Show, it is a Tell the Truth Thursday about the Philly season. Here is what we will add. We will give you ours, but we will ask from you the Phillies' record, where they get to in the playoffs, and the make-or-break player for the Phillies this year. Now, when we say make-or-break player, Rod Lakin, just so we're making it clear for everybody, it is make-or-break for the Phillies. Of course, there are players that are in make-or-break seasons for their career, but this is a make-or-break player for the Phillies. So 215-592-9494. I normally go first, or Ike goes first, mm-hmm. but since we are in Jackie Baseball season, I give it to Jackie Baseball for his Tell the Truth Thursday prediction.
And hopefully I'm leading off like Schwartz. So the nice little... Well, listen, if we're going Trey, hopefully it's a nice 330 year. How about that?
Would love that.
330?
Would love that.
So I'm going to get the... I'm going to cut right to the chase. Yeah. Phillies are winning the World Series.
Wow.
They're winning 93 games, and they're going to go over the Red Sox. Now, I know people are like, oh, my God, Jack, rose-colored glasses, blah, blah, blah. You love the Phillies. Here's where it's different. I've never predicted the Phillies win the World Series. When expectations get too high on the Phillies, I shut down. It makes me nervous, but I'm leaning in this year because I believe it. And I like the no one believes in us Phillies that I think that's been exuding out of Clearwater.
How many days has it been since pause year? Like the 10 days, I think. You have gone from pause year to win the World Series in a week and a half.
They can do both. Anyway.
Okay.
They can do both. I like where the team is at. They do look locked in at their bats. The pitching staff looks really good. The big four are doing their thing. Ranger, we'll see. And I'm buying into the bullpen. There's a lot of guys I'm bullish on. Cannot wait. But I think the Phillies are in for a great year. I know the Dodgers are there. The Dodgers are daunting. But I believe in this team. One last shot at glory. I'm thinking about 76, 77, 78, 79, and then bang, breaking through an 80. That's this team. So my make or break Philly is Chris Sanchez. I know the obvious answer could be Trey, but I'll take Chris Sanchez being a real number two. Can't be a three or four for this team to reach its potential. A real, true other ace besides Zach Wheeler. So Chris Sanchez, my make or break Philly.
Now, Ike, before I go to you, I want to say that I have proclaimed that for me this year, and this even includes division rivals, it is anyone but the Dodgers. Okay. I just want anyone but the Dodgers to win the World Series this year. So,
okay.
Ike, your predictions, give us the record, how far they get in the playoffs, and your make-or-break Phillies player.
I'll take that first off the bat, anyone but the Dodgers.
You like
sort
that?
Sort of scenario. I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Yep.
They won last year, first and foremost.
Enough.
And you got embarrassment and riches this offseason. We don't need to see them continue to win. Well, I tell you, I've struggled with this team back and forth with this team.
You have.
I really have. And I'm going to go with 90 wins.
Okay.
90 wins are there for me. That's what I feel. I'm not going to be doom and gloom on opening day, but I'm also not going to be rose-colored glasses either. Right? So I know this team has the talent and the potential of doing something special, right? It's the reason why they are at least considered, let's just say, in the top five of baseball teams that really have a legitimate chance of winning the World Series. And you would say any other time going into a season, we'd take that in any other sport. If the Eagles were a top five team, which we've seen they are, the Sixers, top five team, Flyers, top five team, we'd take that. So the Phillies are a top five team in baseball. I can appreciate that. But whether or not I feel this is a magical season or it could be a special season, I don't feel that right now. I don't feel that right now. I'm open to it. I'm embracing it. I hope it happens. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Don't do that to me. I'm not. We're not going to do that today. That's where I'm at.
He's just being honest. Thursday.
Yeah.
With 90 wins, it's a playoff team. But we're talking about winning the World Series. That's what we're talking about. When you got the third highest payroll in baseball, that's where you're at. It's not about just making the playoffs. That I almost feel like that's a given. So I got them at 90 wins in the playoffs, falling short.
Okay.
Falling short.
Make or break player.
My make or break player, listen, it's not easy being a fan.
Oh boy.
Of the Bomber.
There it is.
There it is. Back to riding him.
Baseball Toby.
I'm there.
Yep.
I'm there. And I'm gonna ride Bomer.
Oh boy.
Like Seabiscuit?
Yeah, how'd that work?
Well, hold on. Becton was a Super Bowl champion. Yep. He rode Becton like Seabiscuit.
I did.
Yeah, but
so I'm gonna stick with Alec Bohm as a make or break player, because if he can play like he did in the first half for an entire season, what it does to this lineup. And I know most people will pick Trey. So it's really both of those guys for me. But I'm going with Alec Bohm because that's my guy. And he's my make or break player. That's where I'm at. Sorry for the long view of this.
No. So it is Tell the Truth Thursday, 215-592-9494. We want record. Where are they getting the playoffs and your make or break Philly for this year? So, like Jack, I have them at 93-69. Now, that will not win the division. Will not win the division. I think the Braves win the division. But the Phillies get into the playoffs. Now, here is the curveball. I have the Phillies losing in the NLCS to the Dodgers. However, at the end of the season, I believe that we will feel good about the season. I believe that they will lose to the Dodgers in the NLCS, but I believe that the negative feelings that we have this year about what has happened the last few years, I believe that we will feel good about the team after that loss. Maybe not the day after, but we will look back on this season and say that they did a good job and we feel good about the team. My make or break Philly, and I said this yesterday, is Bryson Stott. Now, I told Jack as soon as I got here, start watching the Phillies every day again, that immediately, I became a Stott guy.
Yeah, you're a Stott head.
He just looks like a ball player to me. Yeah, I say that all the time. Yeah. Weston Wilson looks like a ball player.
He does.
You guys just look like ball players. But I think a great Stott season not only makes this season better, it clarifies the future of the Phillies infield. They're going to have to make a decision sooner rather than later about whether they're going to pay Bryson Stott, whether he's the long-term second baseman on the Phillies, especially with Aiden Miller, you know, coming up through the ranks.
Oh, man. Alec Bohm, Aiden Miller, Bryson Stott, Bryce Harper.
Trey in left.
Yeah, Trey in the outfield. That's a hell of an infield right there.
There it is. So 215-592-9494. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. What we need from you, Philly's record. How far they get in the playoffs and your make or break Philly here on opening day. Remember, you can hear the game right here on WIP 405 with, and you can hear it on the free Odyssey app as well. Sean and Trenton leads us off. Sean, you're on WIP.
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing today?
What's up, Sean?
What up, Sean?
I am feeling awesome. You know, this is a great day.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is a day I'm always looking forward to every year.
Yes,
and I
sir.
Just want to address some of the callers on the midday show.
Nope.
My gosh, man.
No callers on the midday show. Just say what you got to say. We don't acknowledge the callers on that show.
I feel like everybody is so pessimistic about this team, and I just have no idea why. I mean, they're a great ball.
Well, it's Ike Reese's fault.
It is.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Well, could be.
The Mets put a sour taste in everybody's mouth. There's no denying that. We ran into a hot team. And, you know, look at the Giants a couple of years ago when they kept going on those stretches. Look at the Cardinals, even the Red Sox when you had like guys like Steve Pierce. It just takes that one guy who, you know, it could be Kepler.
Yep.
It's not my pick for the make or break Philly, but
could be Kepler. You know, could be Kepler. Give us the record. Give us the record, Sean.
I really think that we're going to win 94 games.
Well, there you go. Good number. Good number.
94 is a good number.
Good number. Good number.
Whether that's a big number.
Division or not?
What's that?
Whether it wins the division or not, I don't know. But you know, 94 wins just feels about right to me.
All right, playoffs.
I think we're going to be second or first.
What's that?
I think we're going to be second or first in the division.
Okay.
And I think we do make the World Series because I think we take the Dodgers to seven.
There
Our staff is too good, man. We have the best pitching staff in the league.
There you go. Next to the Dodgers. But yes, second best for sure. So they get to the World Series. Are you going to predict a win of the World Series?
Anybody in the AL, I think we're winning.
Yeah,
there you go.
I don't see any AL team better than us. I really do.
Yeah, there you go. And who's your make or break Philly this year?
It's actually a guy that's probably going to go a bit under the radar this year. It's JT. And the reason why.
Interesting.
Because I can't do 100 games of Garrett Stubbs and Rafael Marchand. I need JT healthy for 100 to 120 games. I really do. And if he's hot going into the playoffs, that's just another guy who can add everything to the game. And just a quick little shout-out, too, to Andrew Painter. I really think he's going to be an X-factor in the playoffs, dude. People don't realize how good this guy is. He was Skeens before Skeens.
Yeah, well, that'll be – thank you for the call, Sean. I mean, that'll be the – assuming the Phillies are playing well enough to keep us interested, the Painter arrival midseason will be an exciting moment.
You know, Fritz has been on that from the jump, saying that will be our midseason acquisition that gives us the jolt.
Yes.
In the second half of the season.
The midsummer bump.
I'm looking forward to it.
He's the one Philly, after you saw him at spring training, that gave you the feeling that seeing the Yankees last year did. Like, oh my God, look at how big that
Seriously,
guy is.
Seriously, yeah, you're right.
You know,
I'm not used to baseball players being that big. Football players, okay, but with baseball players, I'm not used to that.
Yeah, you see Aaron Judge in real life or Giancarlo Stanton, you're like, wait a minute, what the hell is going on
here? He's pretty big.
Yeah. Baseball players might be different now, though. We saw Lizardo.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
But he's not tall, though. But he's thick, though.
Yeah, Painter's like 6'7".
Yeah.
Big boy. Big boy.
I'm telling you, at 6'3", I'm not looking up to very many people.
Right. You know, he said JT is a make-or-break player. If we got a great season out of JT, because I've become very pessimistic about JT, just because I don't think he's a difference maker. I don't think he's a difference maker at the plate, and I think his catching maybe a little bit overrated in terms of the difference it makes for us. So if we ended up with a JT season where he's, if I'm talking numbers, where he's pushing 800 OPS.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
It makes a huge difference.
I would take 750.
Yeah, I would take it. Because to me, he's 708.
750-ish, 15 to 20 home runs.
Oh, would be huge.
But I do wonder how much they're going to play Marshawn. Like, I don't think Marshawn could be a once-a-week guy. Like, if they're serious about having JT be fresh for the end of the year, I think Marshawn has to play at least twice a week.
And he's had trouble staying healthy.
Had trouble staying healthy. Right. And the nice part is it doesn't matter what kind of pitcher's on the mound, righty or lefty, because he's a switch hitter.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. 215-592-9494 is Tell the Truth Thursday. David in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, you motley crew of baseball guys?
Yes, sir. We are baseball guys, except for Jack.
Jackie Balls, all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
Listen.
Jackie Balls?
Yeah. Jackie Balls is a 5
Jackie
out of 10.
Jackie Balls!
No balls.
Kind of reminiscing about this. Does anybody remember when the vet opened up? They came out with the song during the morning show with Hugh Douglas. I mean, you know, the midday show. And it was like something that was unbelievable, man.
Well, what was it?
What was the song? Can you hum it?
Oh, well, something about, have you seen the vet yet?
Sounds like a hit.
But it was just a thing. Did you ever see him put a basketball court in center field? I did.
This is quite a call. They put a basketball court in center field?
Center field.
Okay, for what?
To play basketball.
Well, clearly.
And the Washington Senators.
On the baseball field?
On the baseball field.
Wow.
When?
Does anybody remember?
Here we go.
Does anybody remember
it's a new segment.
Quaker kids?
What's that? Say again?
The Quaker kids.
No.
They were the mannequin figurines when a baseball player hit a home run for the Phillies.
David, I need you to lock in. I need you to tell me what you think the Phillies are going to do this year.
Well, I'm kind of like I'm thinking between 90, 95. Wow.
Just like Ike.
94.
Yep, one of those numbers.
Yeah.
You want to give me 94? Is that what you're locked in on?
94.
Okay.
That's a good number.
And what are they going to do? It's Tell the Truth Thursday, David. You told us a lot of truths today about the basketball field and the song. What do you think they're going to do in the playoffs?
Atlanta's got it.
And who is your make or break Phillies player?
Listen,
does anybody remember?
They got the farm club.
Yep,
they got a good farm club system.
Who's your favorite prospect?
I'm going with Scott.
Scott who?
Bryson Scott.
Second baseman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think it's second baseman.
He's not in the farm system, though, David. He's been on the
Jack,
big league roster
up.
Since 2022.
Jack, you don't remember the vet song or when the vet opened up?
71.
No, I'm saying Jack. Jack doesn't know.
Oh, Jack.
He doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know anything.
All right.
Now.
Oh, boy.
Ike.
Yes.
Yep.
You're talking about the Cracker Jacks. Did you ever see the Cracker Jacks in the wafer shape? Like an oversized hockey puck?
Come on, Ike.
Nope. I did not. No. Nope.
They used to sell them 50 cents for three of them.
Can I ask you something, David, though?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Can I ask you something, David, just real quick about Cracker Jacks? The toys in the Cracker Jack box used to be so much better, and then they evolved and got worse and worse as years went on. What happened there?
I don't know, man. Oh. Somebody might have gagged on.
Whoa.
You know, thought it was a Cracker Jack and gagged on the paper.
Yep.
Yeah, we all have that problem.
Yeah, occasionally. Well, I eat the stickers on fruit. All right.
Another thing.
Oh, boy. Yeah, hold on. What do you got, Dave? What else?
Listen. Ike, you may know this. You remember Billy White Shoes Johnson?
I do.
He played for the Philadelphia team. They put a softball field.
No, I think he went to school at Westchester.
300.
I could be wrong, but I think Billy
White Shoes Johnson was the first guy to do the end zone dance.
I know. Listen, Billy White Shoes Johnson, he was in Atlanta with me when I was down there. He was the player developmental. He was head of that program with the Falcons.
Will you let David talk? David.
And he was with the Oilers.
David. Yes, yes.
He used to do the old chicken leg dance.
Yeah, that's one of the more famous celebrations ever. Yeah. That's the top 10 celebration, easily.
All right, guys, this is the last thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Gary Cherone was the lead singer of Van Halen?
I don't want you guys screaming like a bunch of bangy cats.
Whoa. No.
But do what Harry Callis used to do during the seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ballgame.
Which is?
He was whacking that thing.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never come back.
Well, it's root for the home team. I don't give a darn, cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes.
You're out at the
old ball game.
Excellent, David.
All right, David.
Excellent. What a call. What leading us off a 4:30 call right there at 2 o'clock.
Are you okay over there?
Me?
Yeah, you just let that go for like 20 minutes.
Oh, I loved it. Who's ready for Phil's baseball now?
Yeah, that was gold. You never know. He kept saying, I got another thing, and I was just... I didn't want to miss
something.
Yes. Yeah, you never knew what was going to happen there. And none of them were about the Phillies. And he sang the song wrong. He said, if they don't win, I don't give a darn or something. And that is definitely not how the song goes. Wow, what a way to start
the baseball season.
Yes.
Yes.
We welcome you, YouTube. That is the way the callers are here on the afternoon show, occasionally. So it's Tell the Truth Thursday here on Philly's opening day. You will hear the game right here on WIP. Starts at 4:05. We will take you all the way up until the game. We will have leading off at 3, then Philly's on deck at 3:30. You can hear the game, of course, in the Odyssey app as well. And on Tell the Truth Thursday, we want your prediction for record, how far the Phillies are going to go in the playoffs, who your make or break Philly is, and if you have any thing that you remember from 50 years ago. Just any sort of anything.
If you even still have your memory from 50 years ago.
Yes. And coming up next, you know, this is a show that has been known to hold people accountable, and it was proved yesterday in that we said something should happen, and it happened. And there was accountability once again here in Philadelphia because of the WIP Afternoon Show. We will talk to you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, when was this released? Does this count as 2:30 '90s, or have you abandoned that?
No, it's in the 90s.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Come on,
okay.
Man. Shout out to Will Smith. You see, you got the street named that team yesterday.
I did, and it was Will Smith night at the Sixers last night.
Okay, yeah.
They picked one of the most important games in Sixers history. The Sixers found a way to lose to the second worst team in the NBA. Not even close, really. Not nearly as close as the final score. Yeah, finding a way.
I didn't know we were going there.
Well, it's the first time Will's been back since when he first invested in the team. So,
well, I tell you,
the Twitter question. Is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for
art. I just wanted to give a shout out.
Yeah, sorry. You know me. I'm a hater. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the Twitter question, Ike. Do we look good on YouTube? The answers are yes, no, and Ike does.
Please. Please like my tweet, Ike. Please like my tweet.
What do you think the percentages are with yes, no, and Ike does?
Oh, my God. That's an awesome selection there. I'm going to go with Ike does
yep.
at about 45%.
Okay, not bad.
Yes is in there at let's go at 38%. And no, because you guys are bringing down the show.
Yeah.
I'll go at about, what's that? What's that left?
Well, you had 45 and 38, which is 83. So 83. 17%
okay,
would be
no. Okay, there you go, 17.
So you're right on with Ike does at 44.2%.
Ooh,
there you go.
How about that?
No coming in second at 30.2%. And 25.5% with yes.
Wow.
I'll take
wow.
one out of four.
Sure.
I'll take one out
the
of four.
The Elliott meter?
Yes.
Y'all are cruel out there, man. We look good on YouTube.
Oh, come on. We look great.
Good, man.
We look great. We look great.
Fritzy got his new baby blue sweatshirt on today.
Yeah, although the YouTube commenters were commenting that it looks wrinkled. And
oh.
Now, they did make the correct assumption that I did get it off the bottom of the pile, because my theory on wrinkled
are
clothes.
Are you still in college? Why do you have a
well,
pile?
Well, Jill got rid of my basket, because Sutton, I guess, needed a new spot, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, all my stuff was just thrown on the floor. I'm not picking it up.
Of course
and,
not.
And,
yeah.
like, my theory on wrinkles is they come out the more you wear it.
I don't know, man.
What? They're not going to fall out in minutes.
No, it takes a little bit.
Yeah. A few wears almost.
Yeah, you almost got to wear it several times.
And a little humidity.
You know, Jack, are you on the precipice of going from XL to L?
Ooh.
Like, ooh, that's interesting. Pants are back to an L.
Okay.
I'll do something.
An L? What pants do you wear?
I'm a joggers man.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You, right?
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
32 to 34.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone knows
32
them.
To 34?
Yeah. What's the
point? What if you stretch you out another 8 inches? You're not going to be 32 to 34.
Don't you worry about 8 inches or not.
All right. I never have.
Yeah, no one has.
Right.
Two
okay.
for two, though.
Okay.
Two for two.
So.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. So stretch. It depends
ooh,
on the day.
I almost got a 10-incher.
Depends on where you put the ruler. But are you? Could you get to the L with the T-shirt
no,
and the hoodie?
No, I'm still pretty comfortable in the XL.
Okay.
But we're trending down towards an L.
Okay. 215-592-9494. It is Tell the Truth Thursday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Opening day, we want your record, how far the Phillies are getting in the playoffs, and your make or break Philly. Teddy and Aston, you're on WIP. What's up, Teddy? Nope.
Teddy! No.
Teddy's gone. Scott Nabbington, you're on WIP. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys.
What up, Scott?
So, you know, I got this weird feeling like that Bohm is actually the key guy here because
uh-huh.
I feel like if they feel that they have the corner anchored for the foreseeable future, so, you know, if that 50-cent head turns into a dollar head and he doesn't tail off at the end of the season, then they can roll this back. If not, they're going to be bringing up a lot of the talent that you mentioned just a few minutes back that's in the farm system and then find a way to get younger on pitching over the next couple of years and then try again 3 or 4 years out because, you know, how much longer do you really expect Wheeler to be Wheeler? And Nola, you know, his time is running out.
Well, the only thing on Wheeler, I would normally say that, but nowadays in pitching, Verlander, great all the way up until 40. Scherzer, great all the way up until 40.
Yep.
And by the way, those are guys that throw hard as well. Not that I'm counting on Zach Wheeler, too.
Athletes are different, man.
Wheeler still has 3 more years on his deal at a high number. So I think they're counting on Zach
right.
Wheeler. But I agree with you. When you start getting into your mid-30s, Zach Wheeler's, what, 34? You're on the precipice of any year, you know, it could fall off. So I hear what you're saying, Scott. So, yeah, Bohm's a good choice. Record-wise, where do you see the Phils this year?
Plus or minus 90. I mean, look, it's such a hard thing to guess because last year, a month into the season, everyone's saying 105, 110, and, you know, that turned out to be pretty far from reality. So it's
105,
just, it's so 110. subjective.
Well, we were after they started the way they did.
Oh,
people started talking.
Say, who said that?
Yeah. Scott, playoffs. Give us. I know you want to say it's hard to predict. But we're only going to do this on one day. So tell us what you think is going to happen.
What we're doing today, Scott, predicting.
Yeah. I actually think they're going to do well, and I'll tell you why. I think that this is the year where, like I was saying, like if they have to start bringing up younger talent, this might be the last year that a Schwarber is here. This is the last year that you'll probably see Turner in the infield. You know, this is probably the last year they're going to roll it back the way it is right now. And I think these guys are going to go a little beyond what they would normally do at their at-bats to make things work, because I think they really do feel that this is their last year together as a core team.
I hear that. I hear it closing in on them a little bit, you know, the window. You know, they have to be conscious of that. We asked Trey about that, and I actually don't think he totally understood what we were saying, but especially guys like, there's no way that Bryce Harper doesn't look around and see Kyle Schwarber on the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
JT Realmuto on the last year of his deal. The fact that they tried to trade Alec Bohm,
yep.
at least they thought about
yep.
it. Cassianos only having two more years and realizing that and this really is players that Bryce wanted around
yeah.
him to an extent.
Yeah.
There's no way that he can't look around and say this could be our last
Trey
chance.
Knows. Now Trey's not going anywhere, so he's not looking at it from that standpoint. But if I'm to believe he's a smart baseball player, which I do believe he is, how does he not know
sure.
about the surroundings and the ramifications of not winning this year and what it can mean moving forward? And here's the other thing that I'll tell you. Because we've had these type of talks being on teams that's on the cusp of winning and doing something big and knowing the guys on the last year of their deals. That was a big thing in 2004. There's a lot of us that were on the last year
sure.
of our deal there. And so you have those discussions as teammates. Hey, man, this might be our last run at this. Let's go get this thing done.
Right, on a personal level.
Yeah, just as teammates, yeah. as being close. And I'm to believe this is a close-knit group. I've seen the off-season family vacations, the Disney World, to such-and-such's house. You know, so, like, I've seen that with Trey, with Bohm, with Bryce, with Schwarber, with all the guys, JT. They're all close. So, believe me, when you're sitting around at whomever's house or whatever function we are together in the off season, and we're having a cold one or we're having a glass of wine. Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
Now, does that make you hesitant to extend anyone before the season? Like, make them almost play it out in some of the prove it deals so you get the best version of them? Does that not matter?
I don't mind letting guys play on their last year of the deal.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. In today's world, now, 20 years ago, guys weren't being paid the amount of money that these guys are being paid. So if, in other words, I'm saying me on the last year of my deal at X amount of dollars is not the same as JT being on the last year of his deal for $20 million.
Right. Like his well-being.
He's good. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right,
financially,
right.
He's straight. It's
right.
just a matter of whether or not you want to commit more years to him. And if he really wants to be here, like it sounds like a lot of these guys do, and I understand why they would want to be here. What's wrong with making them go out there and play?
A little bit of pressure.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, for sure. You know, this is a show about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And we will explain to you how we hold the city of Philadelphia
Uh-oh.
Accountable right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. Because it is the opening of the baseball season. And Colonial Hyundai, they are having their grand reopening of their beautiful new showroom at Colonial. John Ashdell, the cars are the team at Colonial, wanted to make sure that they had, you know, they want to live up to faster, easier, better to buy a new Hyundai, and the dealership doesn't. And this month, they're going to make it even better with stackable savings for you. Stackable savings only this month. The first part of that is invoice pricing, which means you are going to pay the same thing that Colonial pays, not a dollar more. And then on top of that, in the stackable savings, you're going to get up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. And on top of that, as low as 0% financing for 60 months in their brand new state-of-the-art dealership, over 300 brand new Hyundais in stock, whether you want an Elantra, whether you want a Tucson, whether you want a Kona, whether you want an Ioniq, they have it on the lot. Invoice pricing, great financing, up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. Every new Hyundai comes with 3 years complimentary maintenance, America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. So yesterday, we had Flyers in 50 with Broads, and it was an important one because John Tortorella had said the day before that, you know, he didn't sign up to coach this kind of team. And man, Broads was not happy about it. You got a little clip of Broads?
What the hell are you talking about, Darts? You know what you signed up for? What did you sign up for at the start of the season? This was going to be a rebuild. This was always going to take time. You were going to lose games every night. Dropping to Chicago 7-4. Losing to Toronto 7-2. That was in the cards as we try and get premier talent in this league. And he stands up there and goes, guess what? I got no interest in this. Are you serious? What are you, Doc Rivers? Hey, I won 3 games. I don't get credit for that. When you need 4 to close out a series, it's embarrassing. And quite frankly, I do think it deserves to pretty much fire his ass.
Wow. And what happened? Danny Briere fired his ass.
Yeah.
He's
and
gone.
Jonesy.
And Jonesy. We had the discussion afterwards. We all decided that, you know, Torts, good coach,
yeah,
not the right coach for this team.
Yeah,
and forward. He's gone.
Yeah,
you have to ask yourself, does a rant like that, with the guy getting fired right afterwards, you know, we introduced the belt at WIP a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
Current holder of the belt is DeCamera. The question is whether a rant like that, with the reaction like that,
yeah,
could get Broads the belt. Not even an everyday guy here,
yeah,
at WIP, but he's eligible.
Yeah.
Well, because like that kind of influence to get the coach fired,
yes,
has to be factored in by the committee.
Yes, absolutely.
The way he yelled Torts,
yes,
at the beginning of that, like the extended Torts, I,
yeah,
think that got him fired.
Absolutely.
It wasn't just like a Torts. It was a Torts. Perfect.
That was not a high Broads. That was a Broads that was locked in. That was a caffeinated Broads. That, yeah, wasn't a, yeah, not that kind of Broads.
Ever actually sounded like that?
You know,
he's
like
pretty much on one.
Like
at
a Delco
times.
Surfer?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, he never sounds like that, but I kind of like that he sounds like that. So congratulations to Broads on his great rant. I know Broads doesn't want to see anybody lose their job, but he was right on. Torts gets fired. All right, Tell the Truth Thursday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Leon and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Leon?
Hey guys. Also known as Doc Leon. I'm a psychiatrist. So I especially enjoy listening to three of you guys, your enthusiasm and expertise, and special kudos to Fritz for what he did for Trey Turner.
Well, when he plays well.
Yeah.
But that was a one-off. And I think that could be, you could do that every day in a way. So the other day, Hugh Douglas was saying, well, these players, how can they be 180 games, be on target and focused? But you want your orthopedic surgeon or your neurosurgeon to be on target every,
yes,
day.
Yes, sir.
Guys have equal abilities. So that made me think about what's called a medical model. So the medical model, somebody has an illness, the treatment of choice is called the biopsychosocial model. So bio is biologically, so getting in shape, eating right, taking the right vitamins, getting physical therapy. Psychological is what Hugh Douglas was talking about, staying focused.
Yes, sir.
Have the ability to relax, be on target. But the social is the environment.
No.
And the fan environment is what I can help with.
Okay.
And I wrote a new song for the Phillies.
Oh.
That's much better with what Dave did.
Yes.
And I'd like to sing that for you.
Are you
Please
kidding
do.
Me? Yes.
No, I'm not kidding you.
No, I'm saying. What's the word I'm looking for?
It was not sarcastic.
Yeah, of course I want to hear it. Go ahead, okay, Leon.
So, it's baseball time with the Phillies, the best team and best fans of all. We'll eat ice cream and pretzels and Cracker Jacks and cheer all our Phillies as they swing their bats. Where the Phillies will win today, that's for sure. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out, and we'll scream 4 more.
Oh, yes.
We'll hit,
oh,
run,
nope,
defend, and score with a Philly fanatic roar. Let's go, Phillies.
There you go.
Phillies. The best team and best fans of all.
Whoa. That is. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, no.
All right. Wow.
No.
That was excellent. The lyric, I think you stole the melody, but the lyrics, absolutely excellent.
I borrowed the melody.
Yeah, you borrowed it. Oh, excellent, man. Call from Leon.
Awesome, brother.
Boy, everyone is locked in today.
Yeah, man. Can't you feel that Phillies fever?
They are locked in.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Ryan in the home of baseball, Cincinnati. You're on WIP.
Yeah.
What's up, Ryan?
I just want to say that was a great song, Leon. Phenomenal. Philly should play every game.
Yes, absolutely.
I got Jacob Tyler Real Muto being the big-time playmaker for the Phillies this year.
Wow, the make-or-break Philly is JT.
You know, this is the first time I ever heard JT's real name.
Jacob Tyler?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I knew what it was.
I've never heard that before.
It's like A.J. Brown's Arthur Juan.
That I've heard before.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, well, I've heard the Arthur Juan.
Okay. Juan.
Juan. Yes. Never heard JT's real name. Jacob Tyler. Okay.
So you actually believe in it for JT this year?
I do. I think he's going to cut the strikeouts down. His past 2 years, his strikeouts have been higher than his games. I think he'll cut that down. He lost some weight. He's starting to do jiu-jitsu. I think it'll be healthier.
Well, Ike's starting jiu-jitsu on April 1st.
Yeah, Ike's got a whole health regimen planned on April 1st. Pilates, maybe?
Yesterday. He's like, yeah, I'm starting on April 1st. I said, what are you starting? He's like, I don't know.
Well, jiu-jitsu should be on the list. Pilates, maybe a little yoga, you know? Yeah, Ryan, a great JT year would mean a lot to the Phillies this year. So what do you got for the record on Tell the Truth Thursday?
I got 95 and 67.
Wow.
Okay, 95.
Does that get him the division?
It does.
Okay. And the playoffs. And what do you got in the playoffs?
I got World Series in 6 over the Red Sox.
There we go.
Love it.
There we go. There we go. Fritz is leading a movement. Thank you,
Phillies,
Ryan.
Red Sox.
Phillies Red Sox is starting to become a trendy pick.
Oh, man.
People are a little Sox stuff.
I got to tell you, 95 might be enough to win the division. Yeah. I mean, this division is going to be as tight as it's going to be between three teams.
Well, here's what I'd say is that last year they won 95 games, and would they finish 4 games ahead in the division? Something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
it feels close.
And that was with the Mets, you know,
surging at the end.
Yeah, like the first half of the year, the Mets were crap. Mm-hmm. And the Braves were, I think it might take more than 95 wins to win the division.
I'm just thinking of all the teams, of them sort of beating each other up.
Oh, well, that's true, too.
That's kind of what.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen anymore with the new scheduling, which kind of stinks.
Oh, it evens out a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
They only played the NL East, what, 13 times? Yeah, so like they won by 6 last year with the Mets and Braves.
Okay.
By 6?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize it was by 6 games.
Well, it got a little hairy about a month left in the season. That was when it got a little hairy, and I think they won a couple series and put some...
So what they wound up doing, did they do the celebration when they clinched?
Yeah, but that was only the week before. That was only the week before the end. They only had 6 games or something left before they clinched.
Okay.
Yeah, because they beat the Cubs to clinch the division. And then I think Mets and Braves came down to the last day. That's when Lindor hit that one home run.
Yeah.
Right. We were watching with Stubbsy.
Right. Yes.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, Chickies. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Man, the Mets really were a blessed team last year.
Oh, yeah. Thank God Iglesias is a Padre.
Yes. Well, that guy. Well, I wanted him. I would love to. If Iglesias is the lucky, you know, the lucky charm or whatever, mm-hmm. I wish he had come here. We could have used Iglesias. 215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick. You're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
What's up, baby?
Whoa.
The most wonderful time of the year is here.
Ooh, hey, boy.
I got a question. So,
you got a song?
What's the criteria for being a Foxhole guy? Because I don't call like every day like some of these guys that like to listen to themselves talk on the
Whoa.
Radio.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. Okay.
But you're the only show that I call.
Okay.
So when I do call, like, does that if I call often enough and only call your show, does that qualify me as a Foxhole guy?
Yeah,
of course.
I would think so.
You have to be primary WIP afternoon show. If anybody asks you, you have to tell them the other shows suck. You can listen to them, but you have to defend us to the death. Now, you can fight with us about us. But
it's like being brothers.
Yes.
We can fight amongst each other, but we fight together amongst anybody else.
Correct. Like a lot of our Foxhole guys disagree with me literally every day.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But you can't, like, sometimes we've had a Foxhole guy call another show and talk about us and we in a negative way, and that's
a no-no.
That is a no-no.
Violation.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a straight violation.
Yes. All right. So, Colin, you're a Foxhole guy. You're a Foxhole guy.
I go to battle with you guys. You guys want a crazy SOB like me on your side because you know I'll go.
Yeah, I'd be afraid if I said you weren't a Foxhole guy, honestly.
Yeah. Whoa.
Jack, we are here, man. Like, summer, so Philly starting, that is the beginning of summer for me. We got, home runs coming, like... It is so exciting. I love today. It feels like it is here. Summer has arrived, even though we're still in spring. Like, this for me is the beginning of summer. I can't wait to be mowing that lawn on Sundays and listening to the Phillies. And I am hype about. I'm guessing 98 wins, and they're winning it.
Whoa. 98? Okay.
98. You heard me right.
Okay. All right.
98 wins, and we're bringing the trophy back.
All right.
This rotation. If Ranger can get his bat taken care of, it's going to be the best in the league. The only concern is when those bats get cold, which they do. They go through long slumps. But that's where Topper, he's going to have to prove himself this year. We've been giving him some slack and giving him the benefit of the doubt for a while now. Topper, he's got to prove it.
Got to do something.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's go, Phillies, baby.
Oh, my God.
Have a great day. Whoa.
Wow. Okay. Colin's a lunatic.
That's a lot to keep going for 162.
Yes.
No, it is. Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, with no, I don't need the Phillies having Colin energy this season.
Cost them last year.
Well, I don't believe that.
I know.
Yeah. I don't believe that they just tried extra.
One thing I love about Spike
is
he'll be all in, and the moment you try to put some sort of excuse in there or something, he's pumping the brakes.
Not an excuse guy.
No, yeah, plenty. There. How many baseball teams have been good all year? Teams have won 105, 110 games.
They usually lose.
Not the good teams all year don't usually lose. Sometimes they lose.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that you're going to lose.
I know.
Right.
It means you can
lose.
What's
the point of being a good team?
I know. Well, the problem with the Phillies this year is they're almost in a lose-lose situation. If they get off too hot of a start, people are going to say, you did this last year.
Win as many games as you can.
I'm just telling
that
you
is
what
my
the
position.
Conversation will be. It's going to be, no, you're peaking too early. You did this last year. So they lose-lose situation. I feel bad for them.
Oh,
well,
of
guess
course,
what? I'd rather have them winning and have that issue than losing.
So do I.
How about this? Hot start, hot middle of the season, hot end of the season. That is my position.
Well, you can't. That's not possible.
Well, what? Well, they got a little thing in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes it a little interesting. Yeah. Fight about it.
A nice 10-win July.
There you go. Something like that. Oh, no, it's happening again.
There they are.
Yeah, plenty of stuff
to talk
about.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. All right. It is opening day here on WIP. It's opening day for the Phillies. We will take you all the way up until first pitch at 4:05. You can hear it on WIP. You can hear it on the Free Odyssey app. You can watch our show on YouTube now every single day live.
YouTube commenters are already being really nice.
Oh, I bet
they are.
Starting
to change, yeah. YouTube.
Ike's doing his YouTube dance.
Yeah,
this is the YouTube dance. Yeah. Oh, the commenters are being nice. I have to make sure not to look at YouTube comments. Yeah.
Spike, why the long face?
Oh, I've heard that. I've never heard that before. Don't give me those. Those are the bottom of the barrel ones.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Because we've been doing the podcast on YouTube for 5 years now, and we're looking right at the screen.
Right.
So I have to see the comments. You can see me getting agitated when the comments go bad. So I can't look at these comments.
Your Zooms last longer than 40 minutes?
They do.
Yeah. See, I'm glad we got the monitor in here, so we don't have to necessarily see. The chat is going on.
No, I'm not. And,
yeah, I don't need to see the chat.
Yeah, I want to.
I like looking at the chat.
Well,
it keeps you humble.
Tell Jack he hasn't really lost 20 pounds in the chat.
Let's see if that doesn't change.
Basically, the leading story on the YouTube comments.
Yeah, and I want the YouTube commenters to know I love you. I'm never going to see your comments, but I do love you. All right, we'll get you ready. 215-592-9494. We'll get you ready for the game next with leading off. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.